It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler. A very special edition of the Money Pit Radio Show coming to you today from the floor of the 2010 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. Now, this is where thousands of exhibitors come to showcase the newest and the best products their companies have to offer. And this is also the first step to getting those products to a store near you. This hour, we're going to hear about these products first. Plus, we're going to learn about the latest trends in home improvement. To kick off this hour, we're going to talk a bit about hurricane prevention and hurricane protection. I say you can't really prevent a hurricane, but you can protect yourself from it. And in our part of the country and many more, this past winter and early spring has delivered a lot more power outages than ever before. Now, forecasters are predicting a very active hurricane season, and that's why it makes sense to have a backup plan. Our first guest can help you do just that. He is Clement Feng from Generac, the leading generator manufacturer in the country. Clement, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Always good to be here.
Now, you guys have a product that I think should probably be standard in homes and businesses across the country. In fact, this show is backed up by a Generac standby generator, and I'm very glad that it is, because we've been kicked off the air by power outages a time or two. And you guys have been really tracking this year the hurricane season, and apparently it's going to be pretty bad.
Yes, the advanced forecasts have indicated that conditions are right for a very active 2010 season, very similar to what we saw in 2005.
And in fact, we had a presentation yesterday by one of the best experts in the country, Rachel Harvey-Jones from AccuWeather.
That's right.
And she was fascinating.
Yeah, she was presenting the forecast that AccuWeather had developed several weeks ago. They are anticipating something like 15 major storms this year, of which seven will make landfall in the U.S., and two or three of those are likely to be hurricanes.
And it seems that hurricanes or not, we often have more and more power failures these days than ever before. You think it ties back to the aging infrastructure of the electrical utilities out there?
Yep, the aging infrastructure is for sure having an impact. You know, the country's electrical grid is coming close to 100 years old. Demand has been going up, and the power lines and utility companies just haven't kept up with our modern lifestyles.
All right, so let's talk about some ways that we can protect ourselves. Now, we have a standby generator. For those that are not aware of what a standby generator is, let's start with the basics.
Standby generator is a product that is permanently attached to a building.
Right.
Your station here is backed up by one of our products. We're happy to hear that. But homeowners can have one size to back up their home as well.
And it used to be a product that was pretty expensive. I mean, it was a rarity to have that, but you guys have brought the prices way down on these.
They are way more affordable than people think. We have a new standby generator just introduced this year that retails for $1,699, so well under $2,000.
And a very small price to pay to make sure that you have power when you need it. Now, the standby generator isn't the only part of the system. You also have to have a sort of a bolt onto your main electrical panel called a transfer switch. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. The transfer switch helps monitor the utility power coming into the house. The moment that it detects that the utility power is gone, it switches on the generator, and the generator supplies power to the home's electrical distribution panel.
And, of course, generators, a portable generator runs on gasoline, but the standbys could run on propane or natural gas.
That's right. So a home potentially has an indefinite supply of fuel.
Now, if I wanted to pick up a standby generator, how do I know what size generator I need? I mean, am I going to run my central air conditioning in my hot tub on this if I want to?
You could. You just size your generator properly, and some people do choose to do that. Mm-hmm. We've got some great tools at www.generac.com, or you can call any one of our 4,000 factory-trained generator installers across the country.
Now, if I didn't want a standby generator, you also have a line of portable generators, and you have a a line of fairly small, very handy portable generators. So it's not always one that you have to have a hand truck built into it. You've got some real nice consumer models.
Mm-hmm, we do. We have four lines of portable generators, and what you're referring to is our IX series of inverter-style generators. They're very quiet. They're very fuel-efficient. They produce power up to about 2,000 watts, so not a lot of power. But if you're using it for tailgating or camping and so on, it's an ideal generator.
Yeah, one of the folks in our little league in our town actually has one, and we run the pitching machine off of it.
That's right.
So it very, very convenient and very quiet as well.
Mm-hmm. They're quiet and they're fuel efficient, and they adjust their speed of the engine depending on how much power is being drawn.
Now, despite the number of times that we warn people to be safe with generators, you still find occasionally that someone will do something dumb like run it inside an open garage.
Yeah, that's a message that we're very much focused on delivering. And that is safe operation of a portable generator. There's an internal combustion engine on all of these portable generators that puts out carbon monoxide fumes, and that's poisonous.
Yeah, absolutely. So you got to really, really be careful and be cautious when you use a generator, especially, of course, a portable. Now, standby pretty much eliminates all those risks and mounts outside your house, much like a central air conditioner on a small pad.
Yeah, that's exactly right. One of the main benefits of a automatic standby generator is when they burn propane or natural gas, there's a lot less dangerous emissions, and the American Red Cross, in fact, recommends that for home backup, you use a standby generator rather than a portable.
And I recommend you use a home standby generator, protect yourself from hurricane and also just generally power failures that are going to happen this year. Clement Fang, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
All right, thanks, Tom.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com, coming to you from the floor of the 2010 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. Still to come this hour, find out how to enjoy a backyard marshmallow roast with a fire fueled by logs made from recyclables that actually burn even cleaner than wood. We'll tell you how after this.
On the Money Pit Radio Show.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. You are listening to a very special edition of the Money Pit today. We are coming to you direct from the 2010 National Hardware Show, and we are learning a lot here about how consumers shop, what they buy, and what they want. More of you than ever are taking steps to be more green. And there are more green products here at the show than ever before, including one we really like. It's called EnviroLog. It's a great use of recycled cardboard. And here to tell us more is the company's president, Ross McRoy. Hi, Ross.
How are you doing, Tom?
Welcome to the program. Now, you showed me EnviroLog at your booth just a little while ago. A pretty interesting product. It all starts with waxy cardboard, the kind of cardboard boxes that we get vegetables delivered in, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Sure does.
And then what happens to that cardboard?
Well, wax cardboard's never had a home for recycling. It's always gone in the landfill. We've put together a business model where we take it out of the landfill, divert it, send it to our factory in Fitzgerald, Georgia, convert it to a fire log, send it back out to retailers so they can enjoy a nice fire during the winter and sit around in campfires and all kinds of utility use for the fire log.
Now, we've seen wax logs before, but of course, these were always made from scratch. What makes this particular wax different than what else you see in terms of the manufactured logs that are on the market?
The box itself is a food-grade quality product, so it burns extremely clean. Mm-hmm. It's a safe product, and you can put it in a wood stove. You can take it camping and sit on a back deck and enjoy the evening with your family. So it's a more versatile product than the traditional fire log.
And how much cardboard do we generate in wax boxes that typically would go to a landfill?
Over 1,800 tons daily.
Wow.
Go into the landfill.
Wow.
Or
wow.
Generated daily that will make it to the landfill.
Yeah. Now, the wax that's in the logs itself, is that safe when it burns and we breathe it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a food-grade quality product. This is like Crayola crayons on paper.
Okay. Yeah, and it's very interesting. Now, it actually comes in some different sizes. I see that you have a one that you call the Chiminea size.
Yeah, that's our 3-pound log, a little mm-hmm. bit shorter, a little bit better for the chimneys, or a little bit smaller fire pit. And we have our 5-pound, more traditional log, and we're developing a 6-pound log, which is a 4-hour burn also for
how long will the 5-pound log run?
Traditional 5 pounds are 3 hours.
Now, could you use that, say, as a starter log for a bigger fire?
Yeah, we have customers that will use it and add wood to it. Burn a couple at a time. That's one of the unique attributes our product brings, is that you can burn them just like wood, substitute, yep. or use it as a starter.
But if you do burn wood, you actually create a lot of emissions, don't you?
Yeah, wood is a little bit higher in emissions. Our product is about 30% less in particulates. We got 80%
less CO. Does it work well in prefabricated fireplaces?
It's been tested, UL tested, tested to standard fireplaces. We've been tested to wood stoves for cooking and found safe for all those applications.
Ross McRoy from EnviroLog, their website, enviro-log.net. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you very much, Tom.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show from the Las Vegas site of the 2010 National Hardware Show. We're starting to see some signs that homeowners are spending money to fix up their homes again, and they're being smart about it. In fact, retailers know that spending wisely is important, and Sears, home to America's largest tool selection, including Craftsman, has an army of trusted advisors at the ready. They're calling them the Sears Blue Tool Crew, and they can help you find the right job for your job. Check out your local Sears store or Sears.com, or pick up the phone and call them at 877-4-BLUCRW. Well, Team Money Pit working hard here at the 2010 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, scouring the aisles and aisles of new stuff to find the best products for you. And we found a unique product called On the Job. It's a skincare product specifically geared toward people who work with their hands on a regular basis. Here to tell us more is Joe DePietra from Warden Innovative Products. Welcome, Joe.
Tom, good to see you.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. You've got a pretty unique line here. On the Job is the first over-the-counter antiseptic hand moisturizer designed to create and protect and repair hands. I was out doing quite a bit of shoveling this week, and I could have used that.
Absolutely.
Now, how does it work?
Tom, it's a tube within a tube. Tube A inside the tube is a over-the-counter antiseptic, and tube B is a moisturizer.
Interesting. So somewhat like an epoxy.
Pretty much.
Right.
There are two orifices at the head of the tube, so when it's squeezed, they come out separately, and once applied to the hands, they catalyze together to immediately moisturize, kill germs, and start the healing process.
Oh, so they actually have to catalyze. They have to mix together in your hands as you sort of smooth them around, I bet.
That's right. Hence the reason for a tube within the tube, so that they don't touch before they get to the hands.
And how does that create skin repair?
Well, you know, it's interesting that guys that work with the hands for their living are not exactly the guys that go looking for skincare.
No, they're probably not like the target market for the manicurist.
Exactly.
Right.
So the basic concept was skincare for the working guy sold where the working guy already shops, which is why we're at the National Hardware Show. And what tends to happen is these guys create an ongoing cycle of damage because before our product, they were using whatever their wives brought home,
right,
which had no antiseptic. Smelled like lavender and didn't do anything. In fact, often it actually exacerbated the problem.
Right. And with this product, you're not going to see that.
Not going to see that. In fact, the level of brand evangelism, Tom, on this is unbelievable.
So you have guys bragging to guys because that's what we guys do. We brag.
Guys bragging to guys. And you have, there's almost like a, even though it's not part of our core target, women buy 80% of men's HPC products anyway. Mm-hmm. But women have not only been purchasing, they've adopted a little bit of the Irish Spring phenomenon that if it's going to work on those hands,
right,
for the love of God, it's going to work on these hands.
Interesting. So it was designed for guys, but you're seeing that the women are picking it up as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's terrific. Now, you've got a couple of different products. You've got hand lotion, hand cleaner, and hand armor. What's the differences?
Well, I already explained the hand lotion,
right,
obviously. The hand armor, Tom, if the Joe Smith puts it on in the morning before he leaves for work or play or fishing, whatever, it serves as sort of an invisible polymer glove to protect throughout the day. So if he's working with resins or elements, whatever, it prevents them from seeping into the skin and then hence making cleanup that much easier.
Is that going to stop blisters from forming?
It will help, certainly. And then at the end of the day, when he cleans up, if he goes and uses the traditional big gallon hand cleaners with heavy solvent chemicals and pumice, it's going to undo all the good that the hand lotion has begun to take shape.
That's terrific. Joe DePretta from On The Job. Their website is onthejob.com. Check it out. Protect your hands, and they will protect you. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, coming to you from the 2010 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. This year, we're seeing a lot of emphasis on energy efficiency, including a way to cool off that uses about the same energy as a light bulb. Here to tell us more is Rick Kelly from Portacool. Hey, Rick.
How are you?
You were at a very popular booth.
It was busy today.
A lot of folks swarm as they walk around the trade show floor.
Well, they were, and then they were very cool.
And then they came to see you guys. Now, talk about an evaporative cooler. That's kind of an old technology, isn't it?
It's an old technology, but actually we're using it in new ways. Evaporative cooling uses water and high-efficiency rigid pads to provide cooling anywhere from 15 to 25 degrees. We're introducing this not only for homes, indoor, you know, applications and traditional evaporative cooler markets, but also for outdoor uses such as patios, your garage, any outdoor work area.
Now, I saw some images on your website, very industrial uses for these, like hangers and things like that. Did you start in that market and kind
we
of
did.
Found your home now and moving towards residential?
Well, we did. Evaporative coolers were always used indoors, and so we pioneered the market for outdoor use. A lot of our units are seen on the sidelines of NFL football teams, college football teams, warehouses, like you said, aviation hangars. And so now we're moving that more toward the residential side of the business for outdoor use by the pool, by the patio, that sort of thing.
Now, evaporative cooling technology, is that something that's very energy efficient?
Very energy efficient. Uses maybe 75 to 80% less energy than an air conditioning unit because there's no compressor.
Now, what's the setup on this? Obviously, you have to fill it up with water?
Filled up with water, or some of our units actually can connect to a water hose, a garden hose, and it has an automatic float, so it just continuously adds water as needed.
Yeah, and I think evaporative cooling is something that's very difficult for consumers to understand how it works. And the example I always use is that when you are in a restaurant, you go wash your hands, and then there's a hand dryer, right?
Right.
Now, as soon as you put your hands in front of that blower, it's cold air, or you think it's cold air.
It feels cold.
But it's only feeling cold because the water is evaporating off your skin. It's actually quite warm from the moment you turn it on.
Exactly.
And that is the power of evaporative cooling. It's the evaporation of the moisture off your skin. It's right. Converting sensible heat to latent heat and back and forth, and that's what makes it feel cooler. So you've actually taken that technology now and essentially dripping water down an evaporator pan, blowing air across it.
Right.
And that's how it works.
And it literally removes the heat from the air. And the other misconception about the category is that evaporative coolers cannot be used in humid areas, such as the South or the Southeast. And that's where Portacool built the business, was using these units outdoors for the patio in areas where you know traditional air conditioning is just not practical. And that's where we're actually growing the category.
We're talking to Rick Kelly from Portacool, and they've got an evaporative cooling line of air conditioning products that can make you much more comfortable and allow you to air conditioning to areas that you typically wouldn't, like patios. Now, that's a good place to start because we build these patios, we build these outdoor rooms, and they can be used for sometimes a very short period of time before they overheat.
Right. Well,
especially midday.
I live in Dallas, Texas, and in Dallas in July and August, temperatures are in excess of 100 degrees, and consumers just don't like to use those areas. And so now with this, you get good spot cooling. Our analogy is if you can use a patio heater in the wintertime, this is a perfect application for the summertime.
And if you tried to, let's say you had a summer room, and even if it was connected to your house, if you try to add air conditioning to that, you'd have to so oversize your central air conditioning system that it just wouldn't make any sense.
And we're seeing increasing use in Florida. A lot of consumers have the screen-in patios.
Correct.
And that's a great use down in that state. So we can use these products all over the South and the Southeast.
Now let's talk about maintenance. Obviously, if you're dripping water across an evaporator pad, the water's evaporating. You're going to get mineral salts left behind?
You're going to get some. And these pads are designed to last 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. They're very accessible. You can remove them from the unit, clean them with regular tap water, and then just replace it.
So that's interesting. Now let's talk about the sizes. How do you actually choose a size that's appropriate for your space?
It depends really the size of the area that you're trying to treat. Our units basically range from 150 square feet all the way up to 600 square feet for our residential models. We have commercial models that go up to 4,000 square feet. So most units, most fans are rated by CFMs, but we think it makes more sense for the consumer to look at square footage of the space they're trying to treat.
So when you get it home, what's the procedure for sort of setup?
Literally, it's just to add water, plug it in. They're self-contained units, and that's literally it.
Do they run on a timer, Rick?
Some have a timer. You can time it up to 8 hours. So some people will use these inside while in their bedrooms, and so you can set the timer before you go to sleep, and then it'll turn off automatically.
Yeah, and in style, what's the options with style?
We have actually some new units that are more stylish and more contour features, so that consumers really would like to put them under patio. And we have some that will actually alarm you when the pump is running dry.
Terrific. Rick Kelly from Portacool, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, coming to you live from the 2010 National Hardware Show. Up next, a place for everything and everything in its place, how to keep stuff organized in the garage after this.
On the Money Pit Radio Show, pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY.
Money Pit is brought to you by Bostitch, professional quality hand tools, pneumatic and cordless nailers and staplers. Choose the brand that pros trust most. Bostitch, available at Lowe's and other retailers.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler. Leslie Segretti is off today. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show special edition coming to you from the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. And a very big category being represented here is storage and organization. And I got to tell you, I am the king of garage organization thanks to products manufactured by my next guest. We've got George Schultz standing by from Craftsman. Hi, George.
How are you?
And I got some of your products in my garage, and I got to tell you, it's definitely helped us keep a little bit better organized. What are you seeing in terms of the trends in storage and organization?
Well, you know, our customers are looking for trying to keep their area very spacious, very clean, very organized. So that's what we're trying to look for here, find some new products, and that's what we kind of have out in the stores right now, is that you can go out and really fix your garage up and make it a place that you want to go to.
And you're an example of exactly what the show is all about. You are a retailer. You're here looking for new products that are good enough to qualify as Craftsman brand products. Have you seen anything really interesting here?
Yeah, we've seen quite a few things, actually, so it's been a good show for us so far.
Now let's talk about some of your new products. You have a new track wall system called VersaTrack. Tell me about that.
VersaTrack is basically a wall system that you can outfit your garage wall with and hang accessories and tools and things of
get
that nature.
Get stuff off the floor.
Yeah, get it up off the floor. Get your space organized and really just kind of outfit everything.
What I think is cool about the track wall systems is that they can really grow and change with you. So you're not kind of locked into wherever you bolted on the shelf or whatever. You can move it. You can expand it. It can go up and go down. So as your needs change, as your family grows, you have some flexibility.
Absolutely. You can put, with the VersaTrack, you can put one track wall section up. That's a 4-foot section. You put it up in about 10 seconds. You level it. You screw it into the walls. And you can put up one section. You can put 4 sections. You can take it down, put it up. Wherever you want to put it up.
So that's probably a good place to start with your garage storage collection, is to get the wall system up. Let's talk about some of the cabinets that you guys have. You've got a new garage storage collection.
Yeah, we've got three collections. One is a Craftsman Evolve. It's a wood ready-to-assemble collection. Then we step up to a steel ready-to-assemble collection with just a Craftsman brand. And then we go one step further and give you a pre-assembled collection called Craftsman Professional. And we have wall cabinets, floor cabinets, workbenches, shelving, the whole gamut.
And you also have a unique latching system that I guess is really part of VersaTrack called Hook Tight. How does that work?
Basically, in layman's terms, it's a lock. So when you put an accessory on one of these hooks, and if you're in a hurry and you go and you pull this accessory off, if it's a stick tool or something like that, the hook is going to stay on because it's locked into the wall system. You simply turn a knob, it locks with a cam system into the track wall, and you're not picking up a hook because it fell off onto the ground.
We're talking to George Schultz. He's the Craftsman Product Manager for Garage Storage. Now, how about the garage floor? What can you do for us there? Some of the floors that are out there, they get beat up. They take road salt. They get pretty nasty. You guys have got some systems for that, too, don't
you? Yeah, we do. We have one flooring system right now. We're working on a second one, and it basically snaps together. And you can, a couple different colors. You can do solid tiles. You can do vented tiles. We've got some edging that goes along with it. Kind of just outfits your garage. It's the final step of outfitting your garage, is to deck out the floor.
And a new initiative you guys have going on is the Sears Blue Tool Crew, which I think is pretty cool because these guys are specially trained advisors.
Yeah, we give them the knowledge to be able to talk to our customers and say, give them the power of knowing what the product can do, what it can't do, and then letting our customers, be able to aspire and choose from there what they want to do with it.
I saw a demonstration of that in real time last night. It was pretty impressive. You simply pick up the phone and call them at 877-4-BLUCRW. And I got to tell you, with the demo, we threw some pretty tough questions at the person that picked up the phone, and man, they had the answers and gave us a lot of good options, because Sears does offer an awful lot of products across many product lines, don't you?
Yeah, we have to be knowledgeable about our products, and if we can't help the customer, customer's going to go someplace else, and we certainly don't want that.
George Schultz, Craftsman Product Manager, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If you want more tips on the Craftsman storage products, you should go to your local Sears store or check them out at Sears.com. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Still ahead, decorating is easier than ever with a tool-free way to hang pictures, mirrors, or wall accessories in minutes. We're going to have some tips on just that when we're back with more from the 2010 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada.
On the Money Pit Radio Show.
Pit is brought to you by Fiberon Horizon Decking and their new Tropical Hardwood Colors. Ensure your deck stays as beautiful as the rest of your home. Insist on Horizon Decking. To learn more, visit FiberonDecking.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, a very exciting show. Today we're broadcasting from the floor of the 2010 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, what's really cool about the show is sometimes we meet some guys that are inventors, you know, guys with an idea and a dream. We met such a guy years ago, and he joins us now with an incredible success story. His name is David Koresh. Hi, David.
How you doing, Tom?
When we first met, you were just introducing a very handy product called the Monkey Hook, and you pretty much took the world by storm like this. Let's talk about where you're at with this product.
Well, we met back in 2005, I think it was, with one product and our first exposure to the National Hardware Show. And now, I can say 5 years later, we're the number one picture hanger in the country.
A very innovative product, too. You simply slip it into the wall, twist and lock, and you're done.
That's right.
Holds a lot of weight, too.
Holds a lot of weight. And we're in 30,000 stores around the U.S. and all the majors, and we've had a great run.
That's a great success story in a very, very short period of time. You've got a new company now called KCO Products, and you've got a lot of new products coming out. Let's talk about what you're doing with the new company.
During our success run with Monkey Hook, we had a lot of folks come to us with, how did you do that, and how can you help us? And we decided to start another company to do for other products what we've done for Monkey Hook. So today at the show, we're introducing a new nozzle, little Big Shot Super Nozzle. This is a product that is 40% more powerful than a very popular pressure jet hose.
Sort of a combination of a pressure washer and a garden hose.
Yeah, it does
fully adjust. More power.
It's fully adjustable, and the nice part about it is it's earth-friendly. It uses, while it gets more power, it also provides, uses less water.
And I see that it's available in a power sweep, or it goes right down to a pinpoint nozzle size, which is great when you just need a little bit of water.
It sure does. It's great.
You don't have to kind of blow it away. What else you got?
And we've got a Johnny Jolter power plunger. You know, there hasn't been too many innovations in the plunger market for toilet plungers, and it's mostly a destination buy when someone needs a plunger.
Okay.
The Johnny Jolter is unique in that it's a chamber that draws the water in with a handle. You seat the chamber into the toilet drain, and you push, not pushing air into it. It pushes the water back through and quickly, with one push, clears the drain with
no mess. It's probably a lot more effective than a plunger, I would imagine.
Oh, it's great. No mess at all. One push.
And lastly, you've got a new product called the Computer Scooter. Now, I could use this because, man, I'd love to get my computer out of the way sometimes.
This was necessity's a mother invention. Having to reach down under a desk and move a computer just to plug in accessories or to clean and so forth. We put a little low-profile scooter together. It's like a bed frame, but a mini bed frame, and you can pull your computer out, do the effective cleaning, and it also cools the computer because it gives it 360-degree airflow.
Right. It's very, very handy because, they do take up a lot of space, and they do generate quite a bit of dust because of the fan behind it. Mm-hmm. Actually creates sort of a cycle of air around it, so that gives you a chance to kind of move and keep things a little bit better organized. Well, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you,
and,
Tom.
And I think we're going to be talking to you about all the stores that you're in with this new line of products maybe next year this time.
I hope so.
David Koresh from Monkey Hook, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, if you want more information on some of David's products, you can go to their website at monkeyhook.com. Is there a different website for...
We also have a Keiko Products website. It's kco-products.com.
Terrific. David, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Well, when redecorating, you know, before you hang stuff on the walls, it might be a good idea to paint them. And the worst part about painting, besides the prep, of course, is when you have to touch up where the paint has bled under tape. But with the right painter's tape, that's not such an issue. Here to tell us how to do just that is Scott Summers from SureTech Brands. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You've got a very unique product. Again, this is a product that's grown a lot. First saw this a couple of years back, called Frog Tape. Very, very unique product because not only does this mask, it absorbs my mistakes.
Well,
it soaks up the extra paint.
It is. It's a patented tape technology. It's not just another roll of painting tape. And what makes Frog Tape so different is it's the only tape treated with paint block technology. And what paint block does is it's a polymer, super absorbent polymer that's treated on the edge of the product. And what it does is it reacts with the water that's in acrylic latex paint, and it swells and forms a seal along the edge so paint can't go underneath the tape and bleed.
And let's talk about what happens to the paint job when you do that. You put masking tape up, you paint,
some of the paint leaks under the tape. You pull the masking tape off, and you've already put away the brushes, put away the paint. You're ready to use the room, and you see, oh, man, look at that. All of the new color bled under the tape, and it looks really bad.
Yeah, you get a lot of, we call it feathering. You get a lot of, like, the messy edge line. And you have to pull everything back out and then repaint it and touch it up. And it takes a lot of time and effort.
Now, the super absorbent polymer that's in it, I mean, how much paint can that actually absorb?
I don't know statistically, but the edge of the tape is treated with enough that you can really, you can be as sloppy as you need to be as a novice painter and glob over the edge of the tape. And when you remove it, it will create a really nice, almost a perfect edge.
Now, what about multiple coats of paint? If you're putting more than one coat on, do you have to reapply the tape, or does it stand up to multiple coats?
Typically, we recommend that you do remove the tape upon immediate, like, touch, finger touch drying.
Because once it absorbs, you basically can't absorb anymore.
It won't absorb anymore, but it's already sealed the edge. So if you were to leave it up and then go put a second coat of paint over it, you've already sealed the edge of that tape, so you don't have to worry about the paint bleed from the second coat.
That's terrific. And I also want to talk just a little bit about some other products that you guys offer. Mm-hmm. The Duck brand weatherization products. Energy efficiency has been really, really popular this year, and you've got the market covered on Duck.
Yeah, the Duck brand weatherization program has been growing very strongly over the last couple of years, especially with some of the patented innovations we have in terms of our roll-on window kit.
Right.
It is basically, instead of having to measure your window and cut film, the shrink film to apply it, this one you just roll. It's got a pre-taped top edge.
Right.
Rolls across the top of the window. You cut it and pull it down, and you're ready to go.
Well, that's terrific. Now, what about duct tape itself? Is it still as popular as ever?
Yeah, Duck brand duct tape is the market leader in this country. We've been doing it for a long time. In fact, we're really happy that we just hit our 1 millionth Facebook fan.
That's insane.
It's great. And Father's Day weekend in Avon, Ohio is the 7th annual Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival. We get 50,000 people from all over the country come and celebrate everything duct tape. It's really a great time.
Speaking of celebrating everything duct tape, this is prom season right now.
Yes.
And you guys have been very, very involved in different types of charity programs that actually involve kids making prom clothes out of duct tape. Talk about that.
Yeah, this is for the 10th year. Duck Brand is sponsoring the 10th annual It's Stuck at Prom contest, and people can get information at duckbrand.com. And what we do is we award college scholarships to kids who go to their high school proms dressed in outfits made out of duct tape.
What kind of outfits have you seen?
It's been amazing. It's hard to believe that thousands of kids have gone to their prom dressed in duct tape, and the quality of these outfits is staggering. You can go to duckbrand.com, click on Duct Tape Club, and look at the Stuck at Prom contest page, and you'll see these outfits. I mean, it's hard to believe. It's even hard to tell that they're made out of duct tape. Some of them are that good.
Wow. Are there instructions on how to make some prom clothes there as well?
There's all kinds of instructions, how to get started. There's also other ideas, or what we call ductivities, out on the website.
Terrific.
So make a duct tape wallet or duct tape roses if you're getting a jam this weekend.
Scott Summers from Shore Tech Brands, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Up next, a high-tech way to spot common household problems like mold. We'll be back with more from the 2010 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, after this.
On the Money Pit Radio Show, pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Bostitch, professional quality hand tools, pneumatic and cordless nailers and staplers. Choose the brand that pros trust most, Bostitch, available at Lowe's and other retailers.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler, standing by at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is a very exciting place, buzzing with news of cutting-edge products, the best services, and the latest information out there for the home improvement enthusiast. Well, it was a bad year for some homeowners out there in the country. There were many who discovered disastrous drywall made in China that was used in their home's construction. And our next guest has info on a product that's helping diagnose this still emerging problem and many more. Welcome to the program, Peter Harper, the VP of Strategic Marketing for General Tools, and Chris Edwards, the Chief Product Officer. I like that title, Chris, Chief Product Officer.
Thank you.
So you guys have a new product that actually is something that I'm very envious of. I could have used it in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector, because it's a video scope that allows you to get in some really tight places and kind of see what's really going on in your house.
It's a great piece of equipment. You can use it in multiple areas, and it helps you diagnose
what's behind the walls, those areas you can't see.
Right. So you're thinking, hey, I can't see behind walls, but with this you actually really can. Now let's describe it for our audience. It has a long camera that's on a flexible line that goes out. It looks like about 3 feet long.
Meter long, 3 feet. Camera tip probe with LED lighting in the end of it.
Okay, so you have a little illumination too, so if you get in those dark places like behind your wall.
And it's controllable.
And it has a little screen that's actually wireless. You can detach it from this camera itself and really move it wherever it needs to go. Now, we were talking before just in the introduction about the folks that have Chinese drywall problems. Of course, the way to know that is to be able to see the back of the drywall.
Exactly.
Because you can actually read whether or not it was made in China. This is a perfect opportunity for this tool to be used.
Absolutely. And you can record video or still images while you're doing that. If you go in and the probe gets turned around upside down, you can flip the image in the screen. You can also do a zoom feature.
Mm-hmm. And the key is you can do it without ripping your whole wall apart.
That's right.
The beauty of this tool.
Now, there are other applications, too. For example, if you wanted to do an inspection for termites.
Absolutely.
Or damage of that nature. If you wanted to learn where an electrical line ran or a plumbing line ran.
Yes.
You can actually, and even if you had to go into your wall, you could put a very small half-inch hole, get this in the wall, and examine what's behind it. I mean, you could even use it if you had something, say, really heavy to hang, maybe you had plaster walls, you didn't know where the stud was. This would be an easy way to get in and actually see what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's perfect for that.
I've used it for that myself, Tom.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah. How did it work out?
Works great.
Didn't fall down, did it?
No.
That's terrific. Now, you guys make a lot of different tools, and I want to congratulate you because you've got a new screwdriver out called the Power Precision Screwdriver that just won a prestigious award from Popular Mechanics. Talk to us about this new tool.
This is a tool that we decided to design based upon the products that we make. There are a lot of technical screwdrivers. We're known in the industry general is for technician screwdrivers and jewelers type screwdrivers. And we said, hey, why not develop a power screwdriver of this type? Because there's nothing else out on the market like that.
And it's really tiny. It runs on two AAA batteries, and it's got Phillips bits. It's got some of the T5 and T6 bits as well, and it's super quiet.
Super quiet, very very high torque motor.
Yeah. In fact, here's the noise of this thing. That's it. Sounds a little bit like my dentist drill, but this is a driver I can handle.
1/8-inch drive, so it's very good for electronics and the geek type people.
And we are actually looking at making it into a drill in the future for very, very small drill bits and hobby work and computer work.
Yeah, that's a good point because, when it comes to hobbyists, you really can't use a big drill driver.
Exactly.
This is the size of a big ink pen, so to speak.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations, guys. Nice job. Congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
We want more information on the video camera scope. We can go to your website.
You can. GeneralTools.com.
GeneralTools.com. Peter Harper, Chris Edwards from General Tools, thanks so much for stopping by The Money Pit.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Money Pit coming to you live from the 2010 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. Anything you missed is easy to catch when you download our podcast of this show at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler. You can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.